didn't I just fucking whisper that? Like, why didn't I speak in a normal human voice? I don't understand. Okay, peg me. Okay, so the thing that I want to talk about, that's where we were at the year 2001.
Yeah.
I want to talk about, bring it a little bit more into the modern day opinions of pegging. And I'm going to do this by talking about the prince of pegging.
Aww.
Why did you sound like you just saw a bunny? Like, why do you love the prince of pegging?
Oh, okay. Nichelle Nichols died, and now my whole life is ruined. Somebody just posted that in the news, and they added me. And this is not the time to have this conversation, but she was Uhura in the original Star Trek. So now I'm crestfallen, as Big Fatty would say. Mm. All right, go ahead.
And you'll never get pegged by her.
Yeah, no, I can't. I won't. I'll have to.
Well, any kind of pegging she'll do from now on will be
very non-consensual.
Very one-sided effort.
Can you be a non-consensual pegger?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm crestfallen, as Big Fatty would say.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3823 of the BFO for Full Right, the 30th of September, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and my storm preparations. Big Fatty.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B with the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hurricane Updaters, Big Manny. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. It's going well. Y'all, you Hurricane Updaters today because y'all heard from several folks that were living down there in the Flow Rider. And I think everyone that we've heard from is safe and sound. And y'all, now the hurricane is heading up to Charleston. Big Fatty, and y'all, it's I just got the 5 p.m. in the evening update for Thursday, and y'all, it looks like it's going to strengthen to a hurricane one, or maybe a two, I say two, when it comes ashore on Friday.
Part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all on Saturday. Y'all, that is Rabbit Day. That's the 1st of October. Y'all, we have a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, this person used to have their own little show, and he was oftentimes on Gavin and Jim's little show, the Stick It With a Poke. And y'all, nowadays, he is prominently featured on the JD pictures that Matt and Ouija put out. Y'all just one of y'all, he's quite the looker nowadays. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Teaching Thomas. Big Ready, we love Teaching Thomas. It's true, and he is out there on the left coast somewhere in Oregon, I think, maybe. I don't know, maybe Portland. Big Ready, does Gary know him? I don't know. But anyway, y'all, if you see Teaching Thomas on the Twitty or the Metaspace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of he wouldn't want to eat cake, but a big old glass of protein shake. Big Fatty, not that kind of protein. Big Fatty Vulgar.
Happy birthday.
It's true, we do indeed. Let's see. Since I spoke to you yesterday, didn't do a whole lot. Y'all, I did. I did in the afternoon begin putting things into a safe place. Move my roll, as Scotty would say, my wheelie bins. Big Fatty, I think Dean Bonnie says that too. Alan the Shy Yeti. Oh, Big Fatty, you know Yeti Uncle John says it. Move them in, out of the wind and everything. And I brought in my cushions from the front veranda and the back porch. And y'all move the ferns from Fern Gully down onto the sidewalk. Y'all, I'm going to get, we're supposed to get about 7 inches of rain from the hurricane. Y'all, by the way, before I go any further, y'all, our governor, y'all, he's like Foghorn Leghorn, and he was given a press conference, I don't know if it was yesterday or today, but he says, now this storm is not going to be as bad as some, and it's going to be worse than others. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if we had some tornadoes. Big Fatty. Foghorn Leghorn, I say indeed. Y'all, it's just embarrassing is what it is. But anyway, moved everything in and got things situated, as they say. And y'all, then I watched the Jeopardy and the Survivor and the Big Run. And y'all, it was, y'all, I couldn't stay up. I couldn't stay up to watch all of the Big Run. I had to watch the last half hour on Thursday, y'all, my arm from that shot on Wednesday has been so sore. Y'all, it was like the very first COVID booster, but it's been sore So anyway, woke up a little bit. Oh, y'all, let me tell you. Y'all, on Wednesday night, I checked that, y'all, it all depends on the humidity. Y'all, the humidity was only going to be around 45 to 55% on Wednesday night. Y'all, I opened the windows. Had the windows open all night long in the chamber. Big Fatty, weren't you afraid that Whitman Tinker was going to come visit? I said, no, no. And y'all, he didn't. Woke up, I don't know, it was maybe about 6:15 a.m. in the morning, but y'all, I went to bed at 10:30, so, I mean, that was, what, 7.5 hours? So y'all, I went ahead and got up and, got the newspaper and made my coffee and, did the Sudoku, did the Wordle, and then I was off on my morning nap walk. Y'all, I just did Fat Acres, today, cause y'all, as I was getting ready, y'all, I felt like I was running a little bit of a fever, and I put the thermometer, Big Fatty, we don't need to hear where you put it, on my forehead, and y'all, I was running a little bit of a fever, 99.3, I think, and, I was a little, I had some tiredness, and so anyway, I just didn't want to overdo it on the nipple walk, so I just did Fat Acres, ran into young Jonathan while I was doing my nipple walk. He was getting ready to go to work, and so y'all got home, and I got me a nice hot share, and y'all, I took me 4 IBU friends, and I turned on the electric camisole on the bed, the mattress pad, and y'all, I just laid down, and I probably slept a good hour. I was out like a light, and so y'all got up and piddled around a little bit here at the villa. Y'all, Mr. Pickle stopped by for a visit, and I was on a FaceTime with Granny at the time, so Granny got to see Mr. Pickle, and we had a nice little visit. It wasn't very long, maybe a half hour or so, and then he and his other half, we'll call him Zach. Oh, Big Fatty, is that Daniel Biba's Zach? No, there are more than one people. There's more than one person with the name Zach. Oh, okay. They had other places to go and all. And I watched some things on the TV machine. Caught up on that Stephen Colbert. Y'all, do you watch the Stephen Colbert? Y'all, it was funny. I know that Mr. Tim Kumal watches the Stephen Colbert because he has little clips on the little show. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, and then I got the 5 o'clock. Y'all, I wanted to wait to get the 5 o'clock update before I recorded the little show. Anyway, y'all, it's either going to be something to worry about, or it's not going to be anything to worry about. I think we're just going to get a lot of rain. We're probably going to get some wind. Well, we're definitely going to get some wind, but I don't think it's going to be a bad storm coming through here. Now, Alex and Brandon from Brandon, you know, he's the proprietor at Carolina Cheese and Provisions. Oh yes, Big Fatty. They may be getting the nip has arrived. They may be getting a stronger dose of the winds and all than we are, but anyway, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty!
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Life's a sham, and all he wants is ham.
And I don't know
just me. I apologize for the quality. I am driving and I'm calling on speaker because the old Bluetooth doesn't want to work, apparently. I don't know. So I was just thinking, I mean, it's definitely been a month of September since I've called, but I was thinking of, like, a new segment because I was like, oh, yeah, I should call and ask about this, and a perfect lead into a new segment. And I think it should be called, like, Act Big Fatty, listeners from around the world. So I went to, back on the 9th of September, I went to somewhere a little outside of Boston, to the Gillette Stadium, where apparently the Patriots play. I don't watch sports ball. but I saw a concert there, and it was, I mean, definitely top 10 moments in my life. I absolutely loved it. I had such a great time. And I realized that I've never seen this band before. I've been listening to them since 98, and I've yet to see them live. So that's, what, like 60% of my life or something? I don't know. That's kind of funny. I don't know. So, but they don't tour America often. They were in the States in 2012. And then I think in like 2000, 2001, something like that, but nowhere near or close enough. I mean, this one was 2.5 hours away, but whatever. So I was wondering, does anyone else around the world listen to Rammstein? I assume you do, Big Fatty. Definitely your type of music that I assume. But I was listening, you've got a lot of European listeners and everything. They're big over there. So I was just wondering if there's any other fans. All right. Going on long enough. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is my Northeast straight daddy, Dan. And Dan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, before I forget, that is my last voice letter. I'm a Big Fatty, but perhaps Gus Chan can call. Well, he needs to. But anyway, Dan, the new segment sounds interesting, just around the world. Yes, Big Fatty, I think you said the name of the band was Rammstein, I don't think I've ever heard Rammstein. No, Big Fatty, enjoy something very similar to that. Oh, what is that? Rammstein. Big Fatty, I made a vulga. It's true, you did. And, I do enjoy that. But, Dan, thank you for the call. And it's, I guess we'll... I guess we need a bumper. And what's this about one of my straight boyfriends doesn't watch the sports ball? I don't get it. By the way, y'all, I hadn't heard anything more from Phil. Phil, if you're out there, send Big Fatty a little note, let him know how... Oh, dear Gussie, how you doing? And Big Fatty, what about Straight Bob? Well, Straight Bob always slips me a little something. Big Fatty, that sounded vulgar. Not when it's coming from Straight Bob. Big Fatty, by the way, I've added a couple of visitors to the marking calendar. For January of next year. So y'all, more on that later. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Gayish. And Mike, what did you think of today's little show?
I'm crestfallen, as Big Fatty would say.
Oh, that's... Big Fatty says a lot of things. Crestfallen, indeed.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.